Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Taxes Made Simple Income. Taxes Explained in 100 Pages or Less by Mike Piper is a concise nonfiction guide focused on personal income tax basics. Written in plain English, it is designed to help readers understand the logic behind common tax rules without forcing them through dense legal language or technical tax manuals. The book belongs to the personal finance and tax education category, and its purpose is practical rather than academic. It explains how income taxes work, how common deductions and credits differ, how refunds are calculated, and how taxpayers can make sense of the forms and decisions involved in filing. It also touches on topics that often confuse readers, including itemized deductions, the standard deduction, state income taxes, alternative minimum tax, and capital gains and losses. Its value lies in making a complicated subject more approachable for everyday taxpayers who want clarity, not exhaustive legal detail. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, plain English explanations of core tax concepts. One of the book's defining features is its insistence on clarity over jargon. Instead of assuming the reader already understands tax terminology, it starts with the most basic ideas that shape a return, especially the difference between deductions and credits. That distinction matters because deductions reduce taxable income, while credits directly reduce tax owed. And the book treats that as a foundational concept rather than a minor detail. By explaining these terms in simple language, the book helps readers build a usable framework for understanding the rest of the tax system. This approach is especially important because many tax guides overwhelm readers by jumping immediately into forms or legal definitions. Piper's method is more structural. If the reader understands how tax liability is created and reduced, the rest of the filing process becomes easier to follow. The result is not just a simplified overview, but a way of thinking about taxes that supports better decision-making in later sections. Secondly, how the book compares itemized deductions with the standard deduction. A central practical question in income tax filing is whether a taxpayer should itemize or claim the standard deduction, and the book gives this decision clear attention. This matters because the choice determines how much of a taxpayer's income can be sheltered from taxation, and the wrong assumption can lead to missed savings. Rather than treating the issue as a formality, the book presents it as a real decision point tied to household circumstances, eligible expenses, and filing strategy. It also explains several money-saving deductions and credits in the same context, which helps readers see that tax planning is not just about identifying one rule, but about comparing the combined effect of multiple provisions. This is useful for readers with moderate or lower incomes who often need to know which options are relevant to their own situations. By framing these alternatives side by side, the book makes tax filing more analytical. Readers are encouraged to ask what applies to them, not simply to copy a generic checklist. Thirdly, a practical guide to refunds, forms, and filing decisions. The book also addresses the mechanics of filing, which is where many taxpayers feel most uncertain. It explains how to calculate a refund, which is useful because many people misunderstand refunds as extra income rather than the result of overpayment during the year. By clarifying this process, the book helps readers better interpret withholding, estimated payments, and final tax liability. It also discusses how to know which tax forms to fill out, which is one of the most common sources of confusion for people preparing their own returns. This part of the book is practical. Rather than theoretical, readers want to know what information belongs where and why a particular form is required. The strength of this section is that it connects filing decisions to the underlying tax logic, rather than treating forms as isolated paperwork. For readers who have relied on software or paid preparers without understanding the process, this section can increase confidence and reduce the sense that tax filing is arbitrary or opaque. Fourthly, coverage of state taxes, AMT, and capital gains for broader tax literacy. Although the book is compact, it reaches beyond the most basic federal filing issues and introduces topics that often appear intimidating in other guides. State income taxes are included so readers can see that tax obligations may extend beyond the federal return and can vary depending on where they live. The book also addresses the alternative minimum tax, which is important because it exists to limit the effect of certain deductions and preferences. And understanding its purpose helps readers see why the system sometimes overrides normal expectations. Capital gains and losses are another key topic because they affect taxpayers who sell investments or other assets, and they connect income taxes to broader financial behavior rather than just wages. These subjects are not presented as exhaustive legal studies. Instead, they are included to widen the reader's tax literacy and show how ordinary income tax concepts interact with special rules. That gives the book more range than many short tax primers, which often stop at basic filing mechanics and ignore these structurally important exceptions. Lastly, why the book is effective for non-specialists and self-filers. The book is especially well-suited to readers who want a fast, understandable introduction rather than a complete tax code reference. Reviews and descriptions consistently emphasize its plain style, which is significant because the audience is not made up of tax professionals, but everyday taxpayers who want to make sense of their own returns. Its concise format is a strength because it lowers the barrier to entry. Readers can finish it quickly and still come away with a working vocabulary for deductions, credits, forms, and special rules. At the same time, the book's narrow scope is also a limitation, since it is not intended to solve every possible filing scenario or stay fully current with every law change. That trade-off is typical of short tax books, but Piper's version stands out because it prioritizes understanding over completeness. For readers who feel intimidated by large tax manuals, that difference matters. The book offers a manageable foundation that can support further research, software use, or conversation with a preparer instead of expecting the reader to become a tax expert. In conclusion, Taxes Made Simple is best suited for readers who want to understand income taxes without getting lost in legal phrasing or overly technical tax literature. It is a strong choice for first-time self-filers, taxpayers with straightforward returns, and anyone who wants a clearer grasp of how deductions, credits, refunds, and tax forms actually work. Its main practical benefit is not merely that it summarizes tax concepts, but that it organizes them in a way that makes the filing process feel intelligible. Readers can use it to build confidence, ask better questions, and recognize the difference between common tax choices such as itemizing and taking the standard deduction. Compared with larger tax guides, it stands out for being compact, readable, and narrowly focused on comprehension. Compared with generic personal finance books, it is more specific and useful because it addresses real tax decisions rather than broad money advice. In short, the book fills a valuable niche it gives everyday taxpayers a usable map of income tax basics without demanding prior expertise or a large time commitment. If you would like to support Mike Piper, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.